Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky went to the White House to sign a minerals deal to help end the war with Russia, but left after heated words with President Trump and Vice President Vance in front of the press. Zelensky expressed concerns that Russia's president would not respect any deal that he signed, which President Trump took as an insult. Zelensky tells Fox's special report with Brett Baer.
Americans are the best of our friends. Europeans are the best of our friends. And Putin, with Russia, their enemies. And it doesn't mean that we don't want peace. We just want to recognize the reality.
CBS's Major Garrett.
Zelensky needs this agreement more than President Trump does, and he needs to come back. The Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, has said very clearly, and Mike Wallace, the National Security Advisor, said very clearly, Zelensky needs to apologize and come back with a much more cooperative attitude defined by the Trump administration, not by Zelensky.
Federal employees are starting to receive a second round of emails demanding they explain what they did last week. The Vatican says that the Pope, in the hospital for 2 weeks now, had a coughing fit, inhaled vomit, and now requires assisted ventilation. Rosemary Obiakosi from Nigeria is visiting Rome.
I feel sad about what's going on with him right now, because apart from his being a Pope, he's also human. You don't wish someone to be ill.
New Mexico authorities provide an update on the death of Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa. CBS's Stacey Lynn reports.
Santa Fe County Sheriff Adan Mendoza says from the initial investigation,
the manner and cause of death has not been determined.
He says while the results of the autopsy and toxicology reports are still pending,
there were no apparent signs of foul play.
Santa Fe Fire and a New Mexico gas company came to the scene and concluded,
both individuals tested negative for carbon monoxide.
And after a scan of Hackman's pacemaker,
his last event was recorded on February 17, 2025.
Which means he may have been dead for 10 days. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Two Mexican drug lords plead not guilty to several federal charges in New York. One of them is accused of kidnapping, torturing, and killing a U.S. drug agent in the 80s. CBS's Nicole Skanga has more.
They pled not guilty to a sweeping range of drug trafficking charges there in the courtroom, and they were ordered held without bail. They're due back in court at the end of March, and after the proceedings, the head of the New York division of the DEA, his name's Frank Tarantino, told reporters that he had been waiting 40 years for that moment to come about.
This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Wisconsin players headed to the NFL. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Indianapolis at the NFL Combine. 300 of the best college football players here to interview and work out for NFL teams. One of them, Badgers safety Hunter Waller, who saw his team fall to 5-7 and miss playing in a bowl game for the first time in 22 years. I asked Waller, who grew up in Muskego, Wisconsin, how concerned is he about the Badgers football program?
It's going in the right direction. I mean, obviously, the last 2 years haven't exactly been what I envisioned, what Coach Fickell has envisioned, but like, Coach Fick's a great coach. I have 100% faith that he's gonna get that program in the right place.
NBA, Bucks with a win over the Denver Nuggets, 121-112. Milwaukee getting help from guys off the bench in the fourth quarter, like Kyle Kuzma, Gary Trent Jr.
Yeah, they made a great run for us. That cushion, that momentum, that was huge for us. You know, and again, I think as great as they've been, I think they're going to be so much better a few weeks, a month down the line, which is scary to think.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. I'm currently 3 episodes into the new season of Reacher, and so far, I would recommend it as a Pete pick. Actual giant Alan Ritchson has returned as the title character, kicking butt and taking names. Season 3 so far has more of a feel like season 1, where Reacher stays true to the character, giving assistance to the underdog and those in need. Reacher Season 3 gets a so far so good rating. Stay tuned. Spoiler alert regarding White Lotus Season 2. Season 3 of the hit HBO show is underway. White Lotus is always set at a White Lotus resort, where in Episode 1, we learn a murder has been committed, but don't find out who the victim is or who done it until the last episode of the season. Jennifer Coolidge was the victim in Season 2 and says she hopes that her on-screen husband, played by John Grise, is the victim in the third season. That seems the obvious choice, but writer-creator Mike White likes to keep the audience guessing. You can catch White Lotus at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight and partly cloudy, colder, low teens. Sunny for the weekend, highs in the mid-20s Saturday, upper 30s Sunday. Mild to start next week with a chance of showers. Highs well into the 40s Monday, Tuesday. It's 24 right now.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, chair of the musical theater department, Mark Hansen. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Times have changed. We've often rewound the clock since progress was met with shock from those who refused to talk. If today they could turn back the tide again, instead of stopping the rising waves, they drown in them. When leaders lie and call it truth, rewrite the past to hide the proof, well, now who knows? Anything goes. The ones who preach about tradition now bend the rules for their ambition, so I suppose anything goes. The world's gone askew today. Rights are few today. They ban books today, spread the fake news today. When grifters win today and crooks grin today, and justice moves so slow, still through the fight is getting tougher. We stand, we push, we won't be buffered. That's how it goes. When billionaires hoard every dollar while workers break and families holler, well, don't you know? Anything goes. When freedoms shrink and courts betray us, when rules change just to dismay us, well, here's the dose. Anything goes. The clean air you like, healthcare's fair you like, a vote to count you like, a new route you like, a love is love you like, or truth above you like. Why should that be opposed? So they keep saying, stay in line. We're here to shout, this fight is mine, because we know that's how it goes. And though their greed and hate persist, they can't erase, we still resist. And so it flows. Anything goes. Welcome to Anything Goes Friday here on the Tom Hartman Show. With gratitude to Cole Porter. Anything goes indeed. The call number today on your show is 202-808-9925. It is 202-808-9925. This is the Tom Hartman Show. I am Jefferson Smith. I'm honored to be sitting in the chair as your favorite substitute teacher. What will go today? How far will we go? How will we go? Where will we go? Who will go? How are folks feeling out there? I will tell you what I don't want us to feel is frozen. Fear triggers reaction. Two are most famous. Third is also common. Everybody knows about and hears about the fight or flight response. If you see a tiger or some number of tens of thousands of years ago, a saber-toothed version of one, you might fight it or you might run away. Fear or flee? Flee or fight? There's a third reaction that is also common. It is to freeze. Maybe the saber-toothed tiger won't see you. And we can't freeze. And I don't know where there is to run. I am not part of the K Canadian Tourist Association. I have no spaceships to Mars. I don't know if there are many European countries asking for my attendance, even if there might be some Americans who would welcome our exit. So if we don't have a clear place to run away, or if that doesn't fit our Constitution, or we don't think it is what is morally requested of us, and if we don't think we should just freeze, if we think, in fact, that the saber-toothed tiger might still see us, that, in fact, we might still get at, even if we don't move a muscle. What is left? What is left? What will go? Where will you go? How will you go? Who will go? I would say I can think of two things. One is not to fear. Because in the absence of fear, you have many more choices than to fight or flee or freeze. One choice is not to fear. And that's what we're talking about today on Anything Goes Friday on the Tom Hartman Show. And there is another option. If there are moments when we do fear, if there are moments when we do think it might be a saber-toothed tiger, from generations ago, energy of which we thought had been banished from polite society, from pro-democracy society, from post-World War II Western Alliance society, that we thought after war camps and after international tribunals had been set aside after nearly worldwide discussions of what kind of people we should be in the world and what kind of behavior, what kind of values should be within the ambit of acceptability and which should not, that we thought might think that that tiger was extinct. But if we do see it, and we don't want to despair, we don't want to run away, and we don't want to freeze, what do? We fight. We fight. This isn't the give up show. This isn't the despair hour. This isn't freezing corner. I don't have a travel agency to help you run away. This can be a place where we think. This can be a place where we don't despair. This can be a place where we don't fear. This could also be a place where we help you fight. Because I think those are the choices. I'm not a general marshaling armies. I'm just trying to figure this out. And I think those are the options. I think that's how the brain works. I think that's how people work. I think that's how we need to work. I may say this again while I am here, some version of it. If you are among those who have hated or distrusted liberals, who thinks woke stuff is weak stuff, who distrusts government, who values freedom, who doesn't want someone to take your firearms away, who fears a godless movement, who voted for Donald Trump, if you love God and don't want a government that hasn't learned anything from Jesus, maybe liberals bug you, you don't want to be soft, maybe you voted for Trump, but if maybe you're having a tiny moment of pause about the wisdom or compassion in cutting $600 million worth of teachers, or cutting funding for air traffic safety when we recently had our only midair crash between airplanes in the United States in, I don't know, a decade or decades. If you're not sure, just a moment of pause, that cutting funding to fight bird flu might not be the best course of action for the 21st century. If you're not sure that we should be abandoning our allies in Europe or eroding the Western alliance, if you're not sure that calling for $4.6 trillion in tax cuts, almost entirely for rich people, while cutting $2 billion in service cuts, even if you like the $2 billion or the service cuts, but maybe you have a moment of pause about them, you might not like the additional $2.6 trillion, I need to keep saying trillion dollars, in additional deficit after years of talking or lying about wanting to cut that deficit. If you're having a moment of pause, hang for a little bit. Give me a chance. Give this community a chance. You will not agree with me on everything. I don't agree with everything I thought 20 years ago. I don't imagine any listener agrees with me on everything. There will be some things about which you might disagree with me powerfully and disagree with this community powerfully. There might seem like other things that might seem like a mystery or foreign or intriguing. Democracy is built on the idea that we don't agree with one another on everything, that we are not ditto heads. But if you like the idea of democracy, or are even curious about it, you're just democracy curious, you are welcome here. Hang around a minute. And for the people who are here for Tom Hartman and who have been here for him for years, welcome, friends. My name is Jefferson Smith, your substitute teacher. For those of us who fear for the fate of democracy, we're not here to despair. We don't engage in a fight for democracy because of the desire for short-term victory, but it is because it is who we are. This has been a decades-long march. Project 2025 did not start in 2024. We will need the commitment to a decades-long march. We need to work for today and for tomorrow. We'll need to plant trees, the shade of which we will never enjoy, and we will not give up. And if you are new to the program, stick around a minute. This is Anything Goes Friday, the call in number 202-808-9925, and we will be back in a moment.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Your call is coming up next on the Tom Hartman Program. The call in number 202-808-9925. Never called in before? Maybe today's the day.
Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and a third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Conexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse. Ready.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
What's the unhealthiest meal, snack, or dessert you've eaten lately? Your crazy schedule makes eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables impossible. We're human. I don't always eat healthy. You don't always eat healthy. That's why doctors created Field of Greens. A delicious glass of Field of Greens daily is like nutritional armor for your body. Eat fruits and vegetables was doctor selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, lungs and kidney groups, metabolism, even healthy weight. We love the energy we get with Field of Greens. Most of all, we love the confidence that even if we have a cheat day, even if we eat a pizza, we can enjoy it without guilt because of Field of Greens, the nutrition our body needs daily. And only Field of Greens makes you feel this better. Health promise. Your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Let me get you started with our special discount. 20% off your first order. Just use code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. Back with the program. We are with Eleanor. Eleanor, thank you for patiently waiting. Eleanor wants to give her 3 pillars of how we should be reacting, give coherent, cohesive was her word. I don't know if resistance was her word, but at least show pushback to the current administration. Go ahead, Eleanor. Thanks so much for your patience and your call. Oh, Eleanor, did we lose you? Eleanor, go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you so much. So just coming together and having a cohesive message, that is the first pillar for an effective protest movement. We really can't be fighting over semantics or having like a vague just save democracy, quote unquote, message behind the movement. The second being we need to escalate pressure. Today is a no buy day, which is a fantastic idea. I know I'm participating. And then there have been, rallies. We need to start looking for, maybe snowballing that effort with the mass rallies, maybe some sit-ins. Work stoppages are extremely powerful. Economic shutdowns like today, general strikes. There are people online talking about when that could be. And those are extremely powerful. If you're retired, if you have a day off, every little bit helps. And then the third one would be non-cooperation. We are forced to live in this system and we are enabling it because of that. In India in 2021, farmers protested deregulation laws by blocking roads and railways. And again, I know that that is extreme. There is that good trouble that people can get in where if we can do things to really make our voice heard, we shouldn't be living in a system that is oppressing us. And this is the time. So that was my message. I just really appreciate what y'all are doing every single day. And again, keep making those phone calls to your reps and talk to your neighbor. Thank you so much.
Eleanor, thanks so much for your call. Thanks so much for the wisdom you offer both before and after the break.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back on the Tom Hartman Show. I want to dwell on a couple of things that Eleanor said. And I said before, and it's not my purpose to be sycophantic. I do this in part because it's the smartest group of radio listeners around, and I learn stuff every time. And those, I want to dwell on those first two pillars, cohesive message. That might even be, on Anything Goes Friday, an idea. I have a thought. I'll share it after the break. We haven't had a chance to talk together, I don't think, since the election. It's been a while. And I finally figured out my election message. Now, I understand. Some might think it's a little late. Some might think the election was months ago, and you would be right. But I think that it's not, it's still some of my thinking is not wasted, and I will offer that. But I'd be interested in your thoughts of a cohesive message, and then also what escalation of pressure looks like. It's not starting at 10, it's starting at 2, going to 3, 4, 5. What do those steps look like? What might those steps look like? We'll be right back on Anything Goes Friday here on the Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jeff, honored to be here. Thanks for you being here.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We're going to hear from Rob on Democrats in Town Halls. That's one good one. We'll be right back here on Tom's Show. 202-808-9925.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS. People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky argued with President Trump at the White House before cameras in an eye-opening clash. Trump spoke about it afterwards.
We're looking for peace. We're not looking for somebody that's going to sign up a strong power and then not make peace because they feel emboldened, and that's what I saw happening.
The planned press conference featuring the two leaders was canceled, and ailing Pope Francis is holding on to life. Australian Angela Ray is visiting Rome.
It does bring it very close to home that he is so unwell and that it's the end of an era.
It's still not clear what happened in the Santa Fe, New Mexico home of actor Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy Arakawa. CBS's Tom Hansen on how it all began.
Patrol deputies arrived and noticed their front door was open with no signs of forced entry. They say they discovered Arakawa's body in a bathroom with a space heater near her head.
Police say Hackman could have been dead for more than a week. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. As it turns out, not everyone in Hollywood wants to be a part of a superhero movie and is willing to pass on big fat residual checks. Jeremy Allen White, star of the Emmy-winning show The Bear, has passed on the title role in DC Universe's Sergeant Rock. In a recent interview, White said he is confused at the idea that the pinnacle of an actor's career seems to be a role in a superhero film. Then again, maybe he just doesn't like to wear tights. And then there is Chris Pratt, who seems to have no problem playing superheroes as long as the check cashes. I feel you, brother. Pratt has announced that he will play Star-Lord when the character returns to the Marvel comic universe by way of Guardians of the Galaxy. Pratt is currently one of the busiest actors in Hollywood, as he is starring in The Electric State with Millie Bobby Brown on Netflix, and you can catch him in the sci-fi film Mercy, which will be released this summer. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin players headed to the NFL. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Indianapolis at the NFL Combine. 300 of the best college football players here to interview and work out for NFL teams. One of them, Badgers safety Hunter Wohler, who saw his team fall to 5-7 and miss playing in a bowl game for the first time in 22 years. I asked Wohler, who grew up in Muskego, Wisconsin, how concerned is he about the Badgers football program?
It's going in the right direction. I mean, obviously, the last 2 years haven't exactly been what I envisioned, what Coach Fickell has envisioned, but like, Coach Vick's a great coach. I have 100% faith that he's gonna get that program in the right place.
NBA, Bucks with a win over the Denver Nuggets, 121-112. Milwaukee getting help from guys off the bench in the fourth quarter like Kyle Kuzma, Gary Trent Jr.
Yeah, they made a great run for us. That cushion, that momentum, that was huge for us. You know, and again, I think as great as they've been, I think they're going to be so much better a few weeks, a month down the line, which is scary to think.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight and partly cloudy, colder, low teens. Sunny for the weekend, highs in the mid-20s Saturday, upper 30s Sunday. Mild to start next week with a chance of showers. Highs well into the 40s Monday, Tuesday. Right now it's 22.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
And that matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the Badger basketball game over the weekend and also find out whether we still have a country. If we do, join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's going back 14 months, message. And I was not in a position to implement my message. And after you hear it, you might be glad because it might seem too absurdly simple to you. Others might think there is benefit in absurd simplicity. I will let you decide. I think it's not too late for it to be useful. And so I'll share it. But right now, I want you to fill this room with your intelligence. Let's go to Marty. Marty from Worth, Illinois. Marty, you're on the air.
Hey, Jefferson. Thank you so much for taking my call. Happy Friday. All that good stuff. Thanks for chairing the helm.
Well, it's awesome to be here, man. What's on your mind?
Sure. Well, I wanted to talk about that ridiculous video that Trump put up on his Truth Social page, that Trump Gaza AI nonsense.
Yeah.
And just share my outrage on that. I mean, it's beyond shameful, but it's a disgrace to our military. And it's completely reckless. I don't understand how anybody who can say that they have respect for our military and our military families, and he's just so willing to inflame international tension for the sake of a joke, is just why he's fundamentally unfit for office. I mean, like, he, like a leader entrusted with all of the power of the military, cannot behave like an internet troll, especially when, like, these people have lost their house, their lives, their generations of families have been wiped off the map, you know, in that whole debacle. And and for Trump just to go in there and make jokes of it, and he's just putting a target on us and all of our military. I mean, nobody who voted for him can say they have any respect, or anybody who's still supporting Trump cannot say that they have any respect for our servicemen and women. I mean, it's a mockery, contempt for the military, disregard for global stability. It's embarrassing and dangerous.
Marty, I appreciate the call. And in a teaser to something I was saying a little bit, here's my response. And I mean it with respect for you. To be clear, although it's going to be a very short response. In fact, my warm-up to the response is going to be longer than my response. Here it is. Trump is bad. All right, Marty, that is my response. Any last word from you, Marty?
I mean, that about sums it up.
Okay. All right. Now you're, keep that in mind while I take the next call. All right. We'll be, Marty, thank you so much. I'm going to go to Rob from Boston. Rob, you're on the air.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I'm calling because, well, I've been encouraged, like a lot of people, by the fact that a number of Democrat congressmen persons, and particularly including Bernie Sanders, have been going to town meetings around the country, including red states and so on. Very good. We certainly need that kind of leadership. But it seems to me that there might be a better way, and wonder what you think of this. These rallies all around the country, some of them huge, what if one of these congresspersons articulate, outspoken, would arrange to go from rally to rally, gaining notice and gaining numbers probably, and maybe becoming that single figure that we totally lack, leadership of the Republican Party. And Bernie Sanders did it in 2016, just speaking about the things that really mattered to people. He became the most powerful or popular politician in the country, but then he got swept aside. But I would think there's an opportunity now for someone to do that. I wonder what you think of it.
Interesting. So when I first got your call and you were talking about town halls, I was thinking you were thinking about and talking about town halls being held by members of Congress, including Republican members of Congress, showing up to those town halls and standing up and saying, you know what, I don't think it's very smart for us to cut funding for bird flu and eliminate air traffic controllers when we're having midair crashes. I don't think cutting teachers is smart. I don't think breaking up the Western Alliance is smart. I then maybe heard you say a second thing, which was going to rallies of people who are not Republican voters and trying to marshal support for a more cohesive movement. Are you saying both things or more one than the other?
I think both are important.
Yeah.
But the thing about what's needed is to break through this barrier in the news. The Republicans essentially control the news in this country, or much of it. And the town hall, they get maybe 100 persons more at a time. That's wonderful. But they don't get reported. They don't get that attention. If someone were getting really large crowds, maybe bringing up on the stage a really authentic Joe the Plumber, someone harmed by the things that are going on, I think that would get much more attention, and that's what we so badly need. We're not getting it through the leadership. The question is, I'm interested in your opinion.
No,
if that's a good idea, how can it be accomplished? How can we reach someone, persuade them to do it?
I think that ultimate question you offered, Rob, and thank you so much for the call, and thanks for being part of this community. The last question you asked, how can we do it? That is our ultimate question. Like, that's almost why this court sits, right? That's almost why we get together. That's certainly why this exists, so that it can help puncture the cacophony of voices with some number of symphonies. But also grappling with that question in a world where Jeff Bezos just wrote a memo directing the Washington Post to clamp down its honest views on any number of issues to focus on a pro-Silicon Valley libertarian perspective. And I don't mean Silicon Valley in its best sense. I mean it in its oligarchic sense. In a world where now all of the major social media engines appear to be in alignment, either disregarding or being sort of anti-democracy and anti-middle class and disregarding climate change and a number of values that are critical to humanity. And when the legion of robots, or at least the legion of robot owners, seem to be disregarding or even anti-humanity, where there is the biggest network propaganda mechanism that the world has ever seen, certainly this country has ever seen, but the world has ever seen. How do we have a conversation with the broader public? How do we puncture that message? That is sort of the key thing. But let me say to the first thing, that's a key question. That is a key curiosity. That is the conundrum. But your first thing, should we be going where human beings are and saying what needs to be said to those human beings? The answer to that is yes. I agree. It's not that. Why is the response? I don't add terrific insight there, but my answer at least is simple, absurdly simple. Yes, I agree. All right. Let's go. And I appreciate it. I think let's encourage others. Show up where people are and communicate things and let great messages emerge and let great messengers emerge and try not to be too critical if somebody isn't perfect. But try to help us build and rebuild a growing supermajority in this country that is pro-middle class, that is pro-democracy, that is pro-the future of the world, that is pro-the Western Alliance. All right, let's keep going. Let me go to Steve at Chicago, wants to comment on the VA cutbacks. You're on the air, Steve.
Mr. Jefferson, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. This is interesting, what I want to talk about in alignment with the last couple callers. I'm a former Marine. I'm 71. I was a Vietnam area vet, and I was at Building 66 up at Great Lakes, Illinois. I saw between the cracks. I hit a little black ice in life, and I tell you what, they gave me my life back.
Yeah.
That program, I'm telling you, and I am so ticked off about the Trump is taking that orange crap. Excuse my French. On top of the simple VA workers, I'm telling you, I know it's bureaucracy and it's this and it's that and there's problems, but I tell you what, my experience is they're dedicated people. They're dedicated people making $16 an hour, nothing great, but little security, and it took a giant orange dump on these people, and yep. It really ticks me off.
No, I'm so glad you said it, Steve. Oh, go ahead, finish your thought.
Echoing some of your other callers, I'm going up to Great Lakes on Monday, and I'm going to race some hell just for the fun of it. Yeah. But what we need to focus. We're in a street fight for the next 4 years. We've got to go to the trenches. I would suggest we need an anthem. We need a blue collar middle class anthem. Maybe like, I don't know if you're familiar. I'm going to age myself. The song from Creedence Clearwater Revival, Fortunate Son,
sure,
could be a great anthem. Or Living in America by James Brown. Or that blue-collar anthem, and then maybe we need a flag. We the people resist that. I'm going to manufacture a flag.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate it, Steve. I want to take both things. But I'll say something about the anthem, and then I want to talk to your main point. Yes, this is a time for artists. This is a time when artists can't be silent. This is a time when artists cannot be frozen. This is a time for artists, people who can help find the way. That can be yesterday's artists. That can also be today's and tomorrow's artists. And I think there will be some people who take to not just social media with messages beyond just buy my lip kit and wear my particular kind of slinky clothing or butt-hugging clothing. I don't know why it hugs you. I don't know why I say butt-hugging. That's just what I said. Okay, that's what I said. But it is a time for artists and creators to be real influencers. Real influencers, not just teaching you a fake get-rich-quick scheme. But people were influencing around our deeper values. Not just people who call themselves influencers and in fact just salespeople. But people who are calling ourselves to our best selves. This is a time for artists. This is a time for real creators. This is a time for real artists. And stop allowing ourselves to call people creators who aren't real creators. They're just salespeople. They're just marketers. Stop calling people influencers when all they are salespeople, all they are is marketers. What we need to find is real marketers for real stuff, real influencers for real stuff, real creators for real creation. The stuff that really matters, not just selling people stuff they don't need. And we need to be looking for that. And this is a time for artists and real creators and real influencers. Let's go to Jerry. To queue up Jerry, I really appreciate veterans who are calling and veterans who are calling this out when the Republicans during the Biden administration and during every Democratic administration in my lifetime will criticize the VA and criticize Democrats and suggest they aren't sufficiently supporting public programs. But then we're in power. When the Republicans are in power, they just gut that public program. Not only doing a bad thing, but making it clear that they were lying before. But all that was political hogwash. Jerry, they're taking us to break. So we'll take you right after this message. You are listening to Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jeff. We'll be right back.
Your for listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is the Tom Hartman Show. What's getting cut that you think shouldn't be getting cut? Where are we losing ground? We need to gain ground.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house, they got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
We've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes. So why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health?
Let us tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural, plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain at work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That's a big deal. And if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. Tom's favorite product is so Legion that you will have to continue to stay tuned to know the legion of favorite products that we have. And once you try them, you'll wonder how you've ever gotten by without it. With over 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money-back guarantee, you can trust CB Distillery. Look, if you're still turning to remedies straight off grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. Right now, you can save 20% off with promo code Tom at cbdistillery.com. That's cbdistillery.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota. The other 47 states, have at it. Every day's an opportunity to be a friend. We're back. Tom Hartman program. Let us go straight to your calls. Do a quick speed round before the break. If everybody goes quick, we can get through a few people. Ados Priest from WCPT Ain't Afraid of Me in Chicago, Illinois. You are on the air. Speed round, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Jeff.
Hey.
You can hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you great.
Hey, man, I don't envy you having to sit in for the great Tom Hartman.
I don't know, take that as a compliment, but I will nonetheless.
You're doing a great job, bro.
Thanks, man.
Hey, have you ever heard the analogy of the jelly bean jar?
I don't know if I have. I'm, of course, familiar with the jelly bean jar.
So it kind of goes like this, and I wish that the Democrats were a little more demonstrative in the way they explain something. So I kind of explain it this way. If you have a bunch of people sitting around and you put the jelly beans in a jar, one jar, and you have the jelly beans in the second jar. In the first jar, if they're stratified, where, you know, stratified by color, right? You follow me so far?
Yeah, I'm with you.
So let me say that if I reach into the jelly bean jar, I got to go 5 inches to a certain color to get down to another color.
Yep.
To pick the engineer I want.
Yep.
If I'm an employer, because the engineer is down in the black jelly beans that sit down at the bottom.
Yep, and there are too many coconut jelly beans in the first three layers.
Right?
Yeah.
But you only can pull from the top layer.
Yep.
You don't ever get a chance to get down there to get the one that you want.
So we got
to
shake up the jelly bean jar a little bit.
There you go. DEI, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, gave everybody a chance. All the jelly beans are equal. They got the same quality. Some got certain qualities, some got others. You may want the red one or the yellow one, but they're down at the bottom. You only can get the white ones. Okay?
Yep.
So I asked the group, I said, which layer do you want to be in? Which jar do you want to be in? Everybody's picked a jar where they had an equal chance or a better chance of being pulled in a handful.
And by the way, for the person picking jelly beans, they actually want a diverse top layer too. Right? They want to be able to pick the kind of jelly bean they want off the top of the layer.
But what if you need the one at the bottom?
So that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm with you. I appreciate the analogy. We got to shake up the jelly bean jar. We're going to break. This is Team Shake Up the Jelly Bean Jar.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease. and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
This weekend, we ask the question, where is the GOP? And we ask it to former RNC chairman Michael Steele.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. We've never seen anything like it. A knockdown, drag-out, verbal warfare in the White House. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and President Trump duked it out in the Oval Office Friday. CBS's Erica Brown reports from the White House.
After the intense Oval Office meeting, the leaders left unsigned a rare earth minerals deal between the U.S. and Ukraine.
Previously, President Trump said the agreement would bring Kyiv closer to ending the war, which Russia began just over 3 years ago. The president spoke to reporters as he was leaving the White House for the weekend.
You saw what I saw today. That was not a man that wanted to make peace. And I'm only interested if he wants to end the bloodshed.
A planned press conference with the two leaders was canceled after the meeting.
Later, Zelensky told Fox his people need to know whose side the U.S. is on.
I'm speaking like a president of a people who are in this struggle 3 years.